Welcome to the best damn podcast ever. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting with me this week is William Matrix Mouth Miller.
How you doing there, Blake Buck?
I'm doing good. It's just you and me again this week.
Again. Now, just to fix, I guess his sister or his mom was in town, so he's out, you know, doing things. Look, you gotta throw that shit in the trash. When it's time to do show, it's time to do show.
Throw your family in the gutter, all right? This is the best damn podcast ever.
So, I don't know. We're just going to wing this one. We're going to see what happens.
There's not a whole lot of news. We don't have a whole lot of emails. You know, to be honest, I can't imagine this lasting more than about 10 minutes. So, here we go. Well,
okay.
This is your best damn podcast ever for, I don't know, fucking next Wednesday, like the 11th or something.
All right, Blake Buck. So, I'm going to start the show off with a little story. Story time.
Ooh.
So I looked on BigHotShow.com, right, and I see the last article posted had Flava Flav, I guess, prodding some woman.
Right.
I don't know exactly what he's doing.
She was the winner of his new show, Flavor of Love 8.
Dude, what an awesome, like,
I want to
be the guy's, like, hideously ugly. He's probably retarded. And, like, he gets a show every season where these women, like, try to have sex with him. Like, I just don't understand. So,
no,
anyway.
Dude, I love it. That's in that article I wrote that. Flavor Flav is the eventuality of everything I want to be. Horribly disgusting. I just wear ridiculous shit. Nobody even knows why I'm famous. And people will want to fuck me all day. I don't get it.
All right. Well, I know why Flavor Flav is famous. It's because Flavor Flav is a member of Public Enemy, one of the old school hip hop groups, right?
Right.
And so I went to the Virgin Music Festival, Virgin Mobile Music Festival. Blake was making fun of me the other day about not knowing what was playing. Well, guess who was there?
Uh-oh.
That's right. Public Enemy, Chuck D, Flava Flav, all of them were at the Virgin Mobile Music Festival. So we go there, right?
Did he have his, like, Flavor of Love skanks with him?
No, he didn't have any skanks with him.
Damn it.
But he did have a large clock. He was adorned with a large clock. So anyway, we had just gotten finished. I don't remember who we were seeing, but we walked over there and we were hungry. So we got some chicken strips, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we sat down on the lawn, you know, kind of off to the side of the stage. Not really. We were really close, but we were kind of at an angle to watch Public Enemy do their thing. And they got going. It was good. You know, we were eating our chicken strips. Nikki got 5 barbecue sauces, so we were good to go. And so I'm looking down at my chicken, right? And I look up, and there he is, standing over me, Flava Flav and Chuck D, behind them, their entourage. They decided to take a pass through the crowd. They walked right in front of him. I could smell his, like, his aura, his funk coming off. Dude, I'm telling you, they just cruised right past us. Fucking Chuck D, Flava Flav. Oh, and at the end, right, at the end of the show, Flava, he was like, okay, y'all, I'm a play y'all a beat. Okay, so he's been like, you know, MCing the whole time. He's like, I'm going to play all the beat. So he gets on the drum set, and he does this, like, I don't know, maybe 60-second, like, drum thing. And it was pretty cool. He's pretty good, actually. And then he gets off the drum set, and he's like, okay, y'all, now I just released a new single on iTunes. Okay, y'all got to go get it. And I'm singing in it. Like, like, not rapping, but singing. And he's like, y'all, I'm in love, and I'm singing in it. And without saying anything, like, without, like, laughing or anything, I've never ever seen a crowd so, like, so befuddled. Like, we all just kind of stopped what we were doing and sort of looked at each other and then looked back at Flava and then looked at each other again. And I mean, if anybody's actually heard this track of Flava singing about love, I don't remember what it was called. It was something pretty generic, but I would love to get some feedback.
Yeah, maybe our buddy Sneaker has heard it.
Oh man, but it was awesome. Like they were really good. It was kind of dumb because they took probably 10 minutes out of their set to do this, like, you know, this, like, political, you know, grandstanding or whatever. You know, peace in the world, y'all. We're gonna heal the world with our music and all that nonsense. And then they went back to talking about hoes and shit. So
wait,
it was a little disingenuous, but they were awesome
when they were doing their raps. Okay, I've only been to one rap show in my life, but it was a lot of buildup. It's like, oh, here comes the rap. It was 3-6 Mafia. Here comes the rap. Here comes the rap. And then, like, they would rap for 45 seconds of, like, a popular song, and then it would be over.
Yeah, you know? That's kind of how it was. I mean, they it was kind of one continuous piece of music. I mean, they were like, they were, you know, emceeing the whole time, and then they would only dive into the lyrics of their music for little bit.
Yeah, it would only be a couple of seconds of rap.
Right, but what really pulled it together for the whole show was their DJ. Like, this guy, I don't remember his name, and I think he's relatively new to them, but he had like he was like the classic turntable DJ. Like, he did all the scratching and shit. Dude, he was awesome. Totally awesome. It was just worth it going to see him alone.
So, that's cool.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my story. I met Flava Flav.
You didn't meet him.
I met him.
He walked by you.
Look, we're gonna be Blake. We're gonna be in LA one day, and we're gonna bump into each other.
Oh, with the chicken.
Yeah, you with the chicken. Right. I wanted some of that. Anyway, that's my story.
did I ever tell you, I don't really have much of a hip hop story, but did I ever tell you the time that night I went to, I think I said this on the show, when I went to 3-6 Mafia, right? I don't really remember much about it because I was fucking trashed, but I woke up the next morning with this friend of mine got at me free tickets. So I used all the money I was going to buy for booze. So I wake up the next morning, I'm still in, for some, whatever reason, I was wearing a blazer. I guess I thought that was pimp. I mean, like khaki shorts and a blazer.
Big douche. I know that guy. I hate him.
Anyway, so I reach in my pocket and there's an empty bottle, an airplane bottle of Jägermeister. Like, just hanging out.
You wake up the next morning, right? You wake up the next morning in a drunken stupor and you see the Jägermeister in your jacket, right? Wasn't that how it went?
Oh, yeah, that was it. Yeah. Oh, and then like I walked into work that day and there was a photo of me that said like 92.1 it rocks. And it was a friend of mine had apparently met me, taken my photo, printed it out, and then stuck it up in the station. It's like me fucking with my arms up like I just fucking kicked those Super Bowl winning field goal. Do not remember that.
All right, I have a battle. We need to throw an intervention for Blake. He is an alcoholic, so I'm putting the call out right now. If anybody, cares about Blake, we need to all meet up.
Nobody's calling in on that.
Hey Blake, we gonna have a beer party. You should come.
Oh, I like beer.
And then we're gonna lock you in the house.
This week has been bad for Blake. I think only about twice have I woken up in my home.
In your sugar shack.
In my sugar shack. Dude, I hate the sugar shack.
It sounds horrible.
It wasn't at the beginning, but now it is horrible.
It's really bad.
All right, we're supposed to talk about fucking video games on this show. Mario, go get it. It's a good game. All right, what do you got? What's the news you got for us, William?
All right, I was supposed to talk about this news last show, and I should have. But big news from the sort of the game developer spectrum is that Tim Langdale has resigned from the International Game Developers Association. Now, Blake, you know who Tim Langdale is?
You explained this controversy to me one time.
All right, well, I'll lay it out for you. Tim Langdale made this game company called Edge way back in the day. And he copyrighted the word Edge, which I don't know how the fuck you do that, but he did.
Okay.
And so Edge is sort of like, I guess, like a clearinghouse or a publisher or something. But they claim to have made over...
Do they make games?
I think so. I think they make and publish, but I'm not sure. But they claim to have made over 700 games, but upon like more detailed analysis, it was far less than that. But anyway, they haven't actually put a game out since 1990.
Well, I've never even heard of them, hey.
Exactly. Well, you've heard of Edge Magazine, right?
Right.
Okay, the same guy. All right, so anything in the games industry that has the word Edge in it, he has something to do with. So he has Edge Magazine and Edge Games or whatever. And for the last, you know, since 1990, since they last put out a game, Edge and Tim Langdale have sort of have made their money through litigation with other game developers about copyright infringement regarding the word Edge. So if you make a game with Edge in the title, he sues you and makes money, and that's how he stayed in business. And he's been on the board of directors for the IGDA for a long time, and has used his position on the IGDA as leverage in the courtroom against game developers. So the most recent litigation, as an example, is against Moby Games, and they published this game on iPhone called Edge, which was sort of like Brick Tumble. I guess that's the best way to describe that game.
Brick Tumble.
Well, yeah, you tumble your little brick. You know what I'm talking about.
On iPhone, we don't have... See, we got motion sensors now. Everything's tumble and fall and shake.
And so Apple removed that game from their, you know, from iTunes because it was... Because Langdale sued them. Not sued Apple, but sued Moby Games and all this shit. And so finally, Langdale capitulated after a special meeting, a quorum, if you will, was called in the IGDA, and they were about to vote him out, and he just resigned. So that's good. He's a douchebag, and he needs to go away. So anyway, good news. That's very good news. Hopefully he will stop suing people and start making games again.
If he ever, in fact, made games, we're not really sure at this point.
Blake, we should do that. We should copyright, like, Damn.
Or no, something even more abstract. We should copyright, like, Gun. Your game has a gun in it. Where's my check, bitch?
No, dude. We need to copyright like a pronoun or a preposition or something.
Yeah, like what's a word that appears in a lot of game titles?
Call. You can no longer. All them Call of Duties.
All
Call
them.
Of Juarez. Call of Cthulhu. All them games.
We'll
also copyright the period, so you can no longer use like acronyms like Fear or Stalker.
No, dude, you and me, we're gonna copyright World War II.
The whole thing, all it. We'll copyright all it.
You do realize your game is taking place in our universe? Yes. Where are our checks? Oh, I love it.
Oh my goodness. So anyway, this guy's a total douchebag, and he's out. He's out of there.
Well, thank God. I'm sure he'll keep suing people, though. It's not going to stop him.
Yeah, I know. And I'm sure he'll sue us. He's kind of like Derek Smart. Derek Smart's like, he's been trying to make the same game for forever.
Yeah. What if you made War where everybody on Earth played it? It would be like a real virtual war. That's the premise to every single one of his games.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him. I think he died. I think he's dead.
We can only hope. So it has a quote here. He says, "It's my sincere hope that this issue is resolved. There's a lot of great people in the IGDA, and I hope we can get on with providing them with a value for their membership."
I like when he says, he said, like, before the vote, he was sure that he would not be voted out because it's just a small contingent of people that are against him. Dude, uh-huh. He would have lost in a fucking landslide. Like, everybody I've talked to hates this guy. So...
Yeah, you gotta have the gaming press on your side. As soon as you lose that, you got nothing.
Yeah. So anyway, he's out of there. I'd be interested to see what he does now because everybody hates him. So.
And we want him dead.
Right.
All right. Well, next up, we got more big news this week.
you were doing good there for a minute.
Silicon Valley company creating an adult-only sex box console.
We're really scraping the bottom of the barrel here, guys.
We're just refusing to talk about PAX because that is not a real fucking thing.
PAX,
we'll get to that
dumb
in a second. All right, so I know I think everybody's made the joke that it's the sex box. Well, now it's real. All right, no jokes anymore. Silicon XTAL Corporation has registered the trademark for sex box. And let's see, they've got, which plays interactive adult-only games with software titles. So there's actually only 20 adult-only games on any console. It seems unlikely that this is actually going to play games. But they have a picture of it here. And it just says, here, let's pull up the photo. Here, do you still got that link?
Yeah, I got it.
It says Sex Box. It looks like some sort of Japanese anime shop. Sex, anime, hentai, whatever shop. And, it's 3,600 yen. What, that's like $1,000? $2. And oh no, I remember in Shinmu, it was like if you wanted a piece of, if you wanted a toy out on the Sheen, it was 100 yen. So this is like 36 of those toys.
Yeah, it's about 117 or 18 yen per dollar, I think is what it is now. So you can do the math, but.
No, I do it in Shinmu toys. That's how I do the math. Okay. All right, so it says costume times one, lotion times one, and then something called a ROTER times one.
A rotor.
What is a rotor? Apparently, I'm not up on the sex box terminology or even the sex toy terminology. What is a rotor? I mean, I imagine it's like a motor. It kind of sounds like motor.
Well, it probably rotates. So it's like a, I guess maybe a rotating dick or something. Is that what it is?
Also, what does the costume look like? Do you dress up as an Xbox and then do something with a rotor and lotion? I guess.
I don't know. Feedback at bestdamnpodcastever.com. So
just search this thing. You
somebody
can find
give this a try and let us know what it is.
All right, so the final thing we're going to talk about, because I only want to talk about this briefly, Penny Arcade Expo, or PAX, happened this week.
Now, you know what? Okay, look, I can rail against PAX for forever. I can say how dumb it is and all this stuff. Really, it's probably not. It's probably fun, just like all the other, you know, game conventions are. I just hate it because we don't have one.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Where's it's our just, conference?
It's just jealousy because we don't have a...
Yeah. Yeah,
we don't have jealous. An expo.
But anyway, everybody's at PAX this year. I think Dom Cerquetti's at PAX this week. He took off a bunch of work. So, you know, I don't know. There's some new game announcement. Some new Diablo levels were playable at PAX or something.
It looks like this year, more than anything, developers went to PAX with not with new announcements, but they went with things they've already announced and showed a little more of it. So there's some, like a Pokemon Rumble, you know, had a new, who the fuck cares, whatever that is. We were Left 4 Dead 2, they showed off a new level. So it's not really a new announcement. There's a carnival level of a new campaign. So, you know, it's sort of like we're getting a couple more pieces of news we already got.
Dude, Left 4 Dead 2, okay, that takes place in the South. They better have my house in that game, all right?
Dude, like, they need to have Ole Miss in Left 4 Dead, except it's the 60s and you're shooting black people. Right. Holla!
Actually, the only people that died in the Ole Miss race riots were two French reporters.
There's only one. All right. Only one French reporter.
Oh, okay.
I had to go to only a fucking... one. For extra credit, I had to go to this memorial thing. I know all about it.
Dude, can you imagine, like, looking at your house and you see, like, the college on fire? Because people are so pissed.
Okay, well, I guess most people don't know about this, so I'll break it down. The college I go to, Ole Miss, was the first college in the South to integrate black people into its student body. So I think it was in like 1962, I don't know. Right in the throng of the racial riots and whatnot in the integration process. Anyway, so this dude named James Merritt, he's like, I'm gonna go to white people school. Take that, white people. And turns out these Jack Daniels swilling Dixie playing assholes didn't like that.
Well, I tell you, you're missing a key component to this story. So the day before, Meredith was supposed to show up.
Oh, campus. Ross Barnett.
Right,
yeah.
Ross Barnett, governor of Alabama.
No, like, Mississippi, I thought. No.
He's governor of Alabama. I think this is right. Governor of Alabama shows up at the Alabama football game and was like, now, I'm not telling y'all what to do. But if you... And I'm not suggesting this, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my gun, and I'm going to go to Oxford, Mississippi. And so all the gun-toting idiots from Alabama, like, poured into Oxford that day, or the day after, to riot all over the place.
They called in the National Guard. Yeah, there was, like, you know, riots everywhere. I think I got shot.
They're still shooting people, actually. They haven't told people it's over yet.
Right, so that's all. That was way in the past, right? This is kind of a tie-in story. So you would think these racial scars are all in the past, right? And of course, now they got a memorial to James Meredith, and it's it's a fucking to-do now. But you would think all of these, you know, all of these racist assholes are gone. I'm on the radio Friday morning. And there's a football game this weekend. So I thought, oh, I'll play Dixie, right? So I'll play Dixie. Okay, for those of you who don't know what Dixie is, it sounds like this. Wait, how does it go? The fucking dumbass Dukes of Hazzard like horn honk. It's the stupidest fucking song of all time. Most racist shit ever. They play it at the end of every football game.
No. I'll break it down. Look, that's not how it goes. Okay, you're at an Ole Miss football game. The Rebels, by the way, is the name of the team. They play at 3:30 today. I'm gonna be glued to the television. So when the Rebels play, everybody in the stadium stands up for the national anthem. Hand over your heart. And then you remain standing while the Pride of the South, that's the name of the band, plays Dixie.
And you keep in mind, it sounds like this.
No, they slow it down. They slow it down. So it's like, it's the slow Dixie, okay? Emotional Dixie.
Out of respect.
Out of respect, right. So anyway, they play Dixie, and then you cannot sit down until somebody yells, "Go to hell, LSU." And it's only one person from the student section that does it. It's not like 10 people say this, but you got to wait. You gotta wait for "Go to Hell LSU," and then you get to sit down, and that's when the football game gets to start.
No, you're forgetting the most important part. At the end of the football game, they play Dixie again, and then at the end, everybody screams, "The South will rise again."
Oh, that's right. Oh, fuck, I forgot about that. The South will rise again.
So so Ole Miss is doing good this year in football. So we're gonna be we're probably gonna be on ESPN, all that sort of stuff, you know, because they did good last year. They won the Cotton Bowl. Anyway,
and so we beat Florida, the only people in the season to beat Florida, SEC champions. So
anyway, point being, I don't want to look. I got Ole Miss. I love it, but I don't want us looking like racist, dumbass assholes on TV. You know, if we're playing a game, right? So this is so off topic.
So when I was going to school, I guess I was probably in middle school, like eighth or ninth grade, something like that. Uh-huh. Maybe this is earlier than that. I don't know. Well, in Oxford, they had a big problem at the football games with people waving rebel flags all over the place. Like, if you took a picture of the stadium at one of the games, like, everybody had the stars and bars flying, right? It was just ridiculous. It's kind of like the cowbell at Mississippi State or the terrible towel at Pittsburgh or whatever. That was what we did. We had the rebel flag. And so what the school did was they couldn't outlaw the flag altogether because that would piss off all the alumni, but they outlawed sticks. You cannot bring sticks into the stadium to fly a flag with. You can still bring the flag, just can't bring no stick to put it on. It's the strangest fucking thing. It's the most backwards place ever. I mean, our mascot is a plantation owner. Colonel Reb, I shit you not, Colonel Reb is goddamn like KFC himself, the Colonel.
I was trying to get to a point. So on Friday, I played Dixie talking about the football game, and just as an offhand joke, because it was in the paper that they might be getting rid of Dixie, I was like, yeah, it's the most racist song ever, right? That's what they say in the paper. Somebody got so pissed. They called up to the station like 5 times that day complaining about how I insulted Dixie.
Look, man. Hey, it's heritage, not hate.
You don't fuck with Dixie,
you
man.
You don't fuck with Dixie, okay? It's heritage, all right? It's heritage, not hate. Now, listen. Football season has just gotten started. The NFL just finished their preseason. College football is getting started this weekend. Look, all you gamers out there, especially game designers, should love football because it is the turn-based strategy game of sports. I'm serious. Turn-based strategy game of sports is football. It's great. Watch it. Anyway, we're way off top. I don't know how we got on.
What the hell happened?
We just went through like Mississippi studies in high school right there. we had to take a class.
Mississippi studies, : we racist.
We sorry.
Are bad.
All right. Anyway, Left 4 Dead. It better have Dixie, racism, right, so, Ole Miss.
What else we got? Penny Arcade Expo.
I think that was the point I was trying to make.
It's just, they got. It wasn't really. I'm looking through the news. There's some more details on Forza 3. Is anybody into Forza 3?
Dude, Sid Meier loves Forza.
I used to be into Forza, and to be honest with you, just it's the same thing over and over. You know, Forza 3 is not that different from Forza 1.
That's because it's Drive. All right? They figured out what Drive is, and they made a game about it. And you can't improve. If you do anything else than Drive, it'll be a simulation anymore.
Yeah, it's like they've gotten that simulation racing, that genre has peaked. You can't go any further. You can get away from simulation racing. That's what Project Gotham Racing did. You know, it's more arcade. Now they're making Fuel. It's like a fight game or something. That's race.
Fuel? Oh, my God. So you
remember, not Fuel. It's called something else. I'm thinking of another game, but...
I remember Howard Shear, my old boss, working on Fuel like 6 years ago. and that game still had, that game just came out. It's ridiculous. Like, they've been making that game for literally like 10 years. I have no idea why it took them so long.
So, Borderlands is coming out this month. They add some more details on that. Have you seen the box art of Borderlands?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. All right. I don't really know much about Borderlands. It's supposed to kind of be a Diablo first-person shooter. It sounds interesting. The box is amazing. Have you seen that? With, it's got like the dude, and he's got his hand to his head like a gun, and then it's like his brains are blown out, and it says Borderlands.
Yeah, dude. Looks,
oh, that's hot.
Looks
that
hot.
Is hot. Yeah, a couple new things on content for Fat Princess. ODST coming out this month.
Has anybody played Fat Princess? Because, like, in theory, that I want to say that game is awesome. Because, you know, think about the premise. You're feeding the princess cake so she gets fat and can't move out of the tower you're keeping her in. But has anybody actually played it? I mean, I know, like, the Epic guys bought them, that developer up, Epic bought them or something. And, like, I don't know if they're using Unreal for that particular game or not. But I want to know if it's fun because I was thinking about getting it. Feedback. Best damn podcast
I heard
ever.
It's supposed to be good, but yeah. I don't know any more than that.
I want to play Blake Buck once he gets a PS triple. Blake Buck, you need to get a PS triple.
I'm gonna get one when Ben Buck buys that little tiny one. thanks, PlayStation, for making Ben Buck get me a PlayStation. Awesome. I got some details on Avatar. I'm looking just kind of through all the news. This Avatar game that's supposed to be 3D on my TV. Did you see that?
Oh, is it like you wear glasses or something and it's 3D?
Yeah, you wear glasses and it's 3D.
Man, okay. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. 3D, like, makes you sick if you look at it too long. Like, everybody knows this. It makes your head hurt because you're seeing a 3D image, but you're only focusing on one plane. It fucks your brain up. So I don't understand what this big deal is over
3D movies. 3D movies work, though, because that's like most of your field. Maybe if you played it in a dark room with the lights off, it would...
No, dude, 3D movies are the same way. Like, your brain thinks it can focus on all this different stuff, but in actuality, it only focuses on one plane, and it like hurts your eyes. It strains your eyes to look at it. Now, what I want to know is why don't they do, like, on the console at least, for games, why don't they do, like, head tracking? You know, like, they had that dude even, made that WiiWare or that Wii thing that tracks
even
your head.
Even that wouldn't work. To get like, the depth of field to actually work like it should, you'd have
no,
to,
no,
you have to have, like, eye
totally
tracking.
Works.
You'd
no,
have
no,
to
no,
have,
it,
like, eye tracking.
No. I actually built one of these things. I built the head tracking thing.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I did. No, I did. Uh-huh. I built one for an art project in my senior year in college. I took the Wiimote, I got the two infrared sensors and put them on the glasses and wrote the code and did all that. And it actually works. I mean, it looks like it's popping out of the screen at you, and it looks like it has depth. And you can, like, move your head around and it tracks the infrared on the glasses, and it looks great, but it doesn't hurt your eyes to look at it.
Uh-huh. So, all right, well, maybe why don't you sell it to James Cameron, huh, and make $1 million? Okay,
listen
right.
I tried to sell James Cameron Blue Man Group movie a long time ago, and he said, hey, that's really dumb. And I said, yeah, you're probably right. And then look what he did.
Stole Blue your Man stupid Group. Ass idea.
God damn it.
Dude, I'm so done. Look, Avatar looks like the dumbest fucking movie. We talked about this last week. No. Like,
you know,
who's
you
like,
know,
ooh,
you know
I want to know more
dumb?
About these blue people.
You know why it looks dumb? It's because the people look dumb. Them blue people look dumb. I don't know what art director gave that shit the okay, but they just look stupid. Like, I don't know. They look like they belong in Disney movie. Like...
All right, here's what I want to do. I'm gonna either go to Baltimore or you're gonna come down to Mississippi. One of the two. When this movie comes out, you and me are gonna get drunk and then we're gonna go see it and just take a shit on it in the theaters.
Oh, we'll go.
Shout
we'll
at
go,
it.
Listen, I still yeah. have our growler. We'll go fill that shit up, bring it in. Go to Dewclaw, then bring it into the theater and we'll chug that thing. And at the end of the movie, we'll just throw the jug at the screen.
Take that, James Cameron. I used to love you. Now you're shit.
All right, back on topic, Blake Buck. Do you have a judgment for us this week?
All right, so this week I got a judgment for you guys. Everybody is talking about this game. Oh, my God, please shut the fuck up about Shadow Complex. So Shadow Complex is the last of the XBLA summer releases to come out. I might have mentioned this very briefly last week. I finally got a chance to sit down and play it. They call it a Metroidvania game, which is so bullshit because some dude sent his little PR office thought that term up. Do you remember like when Black came out and they called it gun porn? You know, somebody just coined that little phrase. Oh, pisses me.
You know who coined that phrase? Who's John that? Woo coined that phrase. All right, so you shut the fuck up.
It's basically, it's a kind of like a old school Metroid or Castlevania style side scroller that's set in a 3D universe. And you go around, it's got pickup based advancement. So you'll get a pickup that lets you jump higher. You now get new sections.
It's a tool based progression. So it's tool based persistent levels with tool based progression. It's like Zelda had tools, Metroid had tools. Same deal.
Right. So it's I played it. It's a pretty fun game. The things I liked about it, it's got a very classic style. You know, you're playing it. It does feel like these older games, and it does. If you were a kid during the time when like Metroid came out, it feels very old school, and you get that kind of reminiscent feeling, the nostalgia. So it's definitely very fun there. The graphics are, from a visual standpoint, nice. They are of high quality. I'll get to the other side of it in a minute. And you sort of get addicted to the progression. There's a lot of achievements. You can level your guy up, start the game over again. You got the same level, so you don't have the tools, but like you're more accurate and can jump. You know, a little. There's something about like you can jump faster. I don't know. I hadn't played that deep into it. Things I didn't like: the story is complete ass. Oh my god! Everybody wrote about the story when this game came out. Oh, it's by Orson Scott Card, and it's going to turn into a book series, and blah 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 blah. Oh, so all right, I'm gonna boil the plot down for you, real simple.
Oh, right. We'll play this out. All right, I'll be the chick. Oh, Shadow Complex. That's his name. Let's go explore this cave that I used to explore when I was a child.
Oh, hey, you're hot, and we just met in a bar. I bet you're not going to be bad by the end of this game.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm kidnapped. Help me, Shadow Complex.
Yeah, okay. I want to fuck you, so I'll do that.
Oh, by the way, I'm bad.
Oh, fuck. Really?
There. That's it. That's the whole
the end. I love how my name is Shadow Complex. Another thing I didn't like, the art style, and really this kind of goes with the story too. The story's kind of generic and boring. The art style is also kind of generic and boring. You're just like you're a dude, and you're fighting these. The whole game to me reminds me a lot of what is it? Metal Gear. You know, they've got these kind of tripod robot things, so there's some robot stuff. It looks like about 20 other games I played. It looks like Fear 2. It looks like, you know, Metal Gear. It looks like any of those games that are kind of, like, just a little bit sci-fi. Other than the story sucking dick and the art style being boring, though, it's a really fun game. And I hear the ending is ass, and Ben Buck told me that, and he loves everything about the game. So if he thinks it's ass, it must really be balls. But yeah, still, a good game. Definitely check it out for $15 on Xbox.
Yep. All right. So now it's time for releases. We got the Beatles Rock Band for Xbox 360, Wii, and PS3. We also have Dirt 2. Actually, back to Beatles for a second. Uh-huh. Now, we've never heard. This is secret, okay? Y'all lean in real close.
I'm listening on my iPod in my car. How do I lean in close?
There is actually an unlockable shooter part to this game.
Shooter?
That's right. A shooter minigame.
Like a shoot 'em up kind of thing?
Yeah, where you kill what's her bitch? What's
that? Yoko Ono?
Yeah, you shoot Yoko Ono.
I do not believe that.
You're right. It is false. Oh my god. So back to film for a minute. I studied film for 2 years in college before I went and pwned game development. And I was in a film class, and we had to watch one of Yoko Ono's movies that she made.
Oh my god.
Okay. 4 minutes long. It's called it's called Four. And it is 4 1-minute shots of different people's asses. Because the ass like crack and the clefts below the cheeks and then your legs divide the screen into four quadrants. 4 minutes of ass. Can you believe that shit? Can you believe I had to watch that shit? I paid like $100 for that one class to watch that shit. 4 minutes of ass. I'm still bitter today about that. Yoko Ono, you piece of trash.
Oh, anyway. My God. Yoko Ono is the world's... She ruined the Beatles. B, I think she's solely responsible for John Lennon's death. Because had, what's his name, not come up on the street and shot him, he would have killed himself after Double Fantasy. Are you fucking kidding me? Double Fantasy is the worst goddamn album of all time. Let's play Ocean Noises and this sound for 6 minutes. Oh, bullshit. I don't even want to talk about it.
All right. So next we got Dirt 2. For Xbox 360, PC, PS3, PSP, Wii, and DS. Wow, the whole gauntlet there. It's Dirt, really? Except more of it.
What is this game? Let's click on this. What is this game? You know, I remember Dirt 1. I played it. It was stupid. I'm driving cars in dirt.
Dude, that was one of the big, like, wasn't that one of the big launch titles for PS3? Or what am I thinking of? Was it Dirt, or was it, like, I don't remember. Some dirt racing game.
You're thinking of what's it called, where you drove around in, like, dune buggies around the
mountains. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
What's that called? The sequel to that game's coming out. I can't remember the name of it now.
It's called PS3 Tech Demo. That's what it's called.
It was something dirty sounded. Like, dirty. Ah, oh, fuck, I can't remember the name of that game. The sequel's coming out, and I played the sequel on I don't remember. Ben Buck showed me. It was awesome. The second one, you drive around in like a monster truck and run over fucking tiny cars. I loved it. It's like, oh shit, I blew up. Well, you should have picked monster truck.
Why would you pick anything else except monster truck?
Yeah, why would you
pick? It's like at the end of Idiocracy. There's like the big truck's trying to kill him, and then he's that car with like a dick strapped to the front.
Yeah, that little
dildo car. Yeah,
dude, that's a funny movie. I went back and watched it. It's a lot funnier.
Oh, dude,
second
I love it.
Time.
We watched that movie about 2 weeks ago. It's so funny. You like?
That's
sex
right. We
and
all
money?
Watch it. We were all there.
Right. You were there. We're so dumb. Like, we can't even remember. Couple weeks ago,
Mini Ninjas on Xbox 360, PS3, PC, Wii, and DS. Join Hiro, H-I-R-O, as he embarks on an epic quest to restore harmony to the world on the brink of chaos. Oh boy. Yeah, I hate children's games. Who plays these?
Who's like, oh, Mini Ninja, I'm gonna check this out.
You know how this game was designed? Cute. All right, done. We don't need gameplay. What else we got?
We got IL2, Sturmovik, Birds of Prey for PS3 and Xbox 360. I guess you drive a plane around. This has got planes on the box.
Listen to us. Like, we are gaming journalists. Let me just look at the tape here. Let me play it back. And I guess you fly a plane around because it's got planes on the box. You piece of shit.
All right, we got Muramasa, the Demon Blade. Similarly to the plane game, this is a blade game.
It has demons on the box.
Yeah, it's got demons on the box. Look, this is a cut game, and that one is a drive game.
Anyway, the other honorable mentions: Little Big Planet Game of the Year Edition coming out on PS3 this week. Disgaea 2: Dark Hero Days is coming out on PSP, which I've always heard Disgaea is supposed to be a really funny game.
All
I've
right,
never-
so Disgaea is like, it's like a satire on Japanese tactical strategy games, which. It sounds like it niches itself pretty good already, but this game, it's actually pretty fun, but it's a big investment. Like, you got to grind like nobody's business. You can go up to level like 999 or something crazy.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, whenever you deal damage, the numbers are like, you know, 10 or 15 digits long, like even in the beginning of the game, because, you know, they're just like, they just took the dial on Final Fantasy Tactics and like cranked it up and broke it off. Like, you can do the craziest shit. You can like stack dudes on top of each other and like fling other people. It's crazy, but Aaron likes it a lot. So
it's supposed to be really funny, what I always hear. Finding games that are truly funny is rather difficult.
Yeah.
All right. So last thing I'm going to mention off the releases. Now, if you don't have these games, first of all, you're an idiot. But you definitely have to check this out. Coming up on September 8th, Platinum Hits Triple Pack on the Xbox 360. You're going to get Dead Rising, Lost Planet, and Devil May Cry 4. Now, all, see, I guess, in one pack.
Now, see, I might buy that because I don't have any of that.
Devil May Cry 4 is a very good Devil May Cry game. Either you're into Devil May Cry or not, but it's a very good game. Dead Rising is a very hard game, but very fun. Lost Planet.
That game was white.
I hate that game.
The game is just white the whole time.
It's supposedly good, but I never got past like the third level, and then I just fucking threw it in the trash.
And Devil May Cry, the devil may or may not cry. Those are the two tubes you drive down in that game. You either make him cry or you don't.
Now, I'm going to be honest. Here's a spoiler about Devil May Cry. This is the thing that sucks the most. So that game has 20 levels, right? You get to the end of level 10. All right, you play through all these cool levels. It's really awesome. Then your dude gets, like, eaten by this monster, and you have to play through all the levels again as Dante, another dude. So you're going through, it's like the Halo school of level design, where you're going through, I mean, there are different enemies, and you're sort of going to different parts, but I can see past your tricks. I'm just playing this game a second time.
That sounds dumb, dude.
No, but it's a good game, and it's all about cut.
Cut. I like cut.
What was I going to say? Oh, so you met Barney, right, William?
Blake.
Dude, I don't know who the fuck you know. All right, so I got this friend named Barney. He's a big guy from Hawaii. A unique-looking fellow, to say the least. Anyway, so he was playing Devil May Cry 4, right?
And I was actually here.
Oh, that's right. You were there for that. So he gets to the last boss of Devil May Cry 4, and he's just getting his ass beat over and over because he's on like the second difficulty, and he's just getting his ass stomped into the ground over and over, and he's so pissed. And he finally just runs up and turns the Xbox off. Oops, you haven't saved in 6 hours. He had to go all the way back to, like, you know, that middle point where you start as the other dude? That's where he had to start from again.
Oh, fuck.
He did eventually beat it, but he was angry.
All right, I have another announcement to make. Talking about games still. Now, William Miller, he's been working on a game. Ooh. And I saw some of y'all found the blog that I've been keeping, right? I'm going to update it pretty soon. Actually, I'm going to update it today. but it's getting good, and it's about time that William Miller is going to need some beta testers. So I need 5 good men for this mission.
Uh-oh.
If you think you're up to the task, now I don't want like some, you know, some bitch, okay? I want somebody...
There should be some sort of like a task they have to complete to earn this right.
Yeah, I think we may need a battle. How about this? The next 5 battle contestant winners get to be beta testers on this new game. I don't know. We'll think of something. But I need like 5 people of varying skills in gameplay. Like, I don't want all Uber. Yeah,
we don't want all Fix. Right, Fix is the worst to design games for because he's awesome at all of them. Then you play his game and you get your ass beat. And he's like, you're just a pussy. Start being a man and you'll have fun.
Right. We are going to make it extremely hard. But, you know, I want the feedback from everybody.
I'm of the belief games should have all skill levels adjusted for. So if you want the super hard levels, you have those. But you got to have the base be easy.
Or not.
At least easy enough.
I am not. I want my game to be rape. Okay. This game is going to tear you a new asshole. But anyway, I need a couple beta testers to not only just to play the game and like send me an aim message, say it good or it dumb. No, I will want some people, you know, that will give me some quality assurance, you know, write me some technical briefs on what they do and do not like and all this stuff. So if you think you're up to the task, just send an email, feedback, best damn podcast ever. I'll set up an FTP. You're sworn to secrecy, though. You cannot show the builds to anybody until the game comes out. So anyway, I need them dudes. So y'all hit us up.
Hi, this is our only email we have this week, so we'll read it here real quick. Okay, it says here, Blake, every goddamn game you say is hard, I've fucking beaten them all. Ninja Gaiden 2, bitch, that was fucking easy mode, N+ mode, everything.
Wait. Ninja Gaiden, now, hang on now. Is this Ninja Gaiden or is this Ninja Gaiden? Because you got to be specific. Is he talking about the NES classic Ninja Gaiden?
He typed it out G-A-Y, dude, like in all caps.
You did not fucking beat Ninja Gaiden 2. You piece of shit. First of all, you can't even play that game in the mall, all right? Secondly, nobody beats that game. Nobody, except Fick.
Right, he's the only one.
Fick is the only one that's ever beaten that game. And I don't even know for a fact that he did. I'm just speculating here. But... What? You piece of shit. You didn't beat that game. Quit lying.
Do all Americans suck at games? Because I know so fucking many of them, and they all suck YouTube-ly. Don't say anything is hard because you don't know the meaning of hard. But I love your voice, so I can't be mad at you for more than 10 minutes. Fick, bitch, where are you at? We miss you. You make BDPE complete. Your awesomeness is too much for the real world. It can only be contained within PDPE or people die. Also, where is that game material thing for that iPhone game I was going to work on? I don't know what he's talking about.
Either.
I need something to work from.
You better work on my shit. Look, he made some good assets for me, all right, right at the beginning. And now he hadn't done nothing. After he died and was subsequently resurrected, he hadn't done anything. Look, get on the ball, son, okay?
All right, he also sent us these three images, which are claimed to be BDPE fan art. I just sent them to you.
Hey, I'm going to look at Fick first.
All right, wait for me. All right, and...
I think Fick is very muscular. He is bleeding out of his nipples and out of his fists, and he's standing on, I guess, a dinosaur. Oh, a dragon. He's just killed dragon, a dragon and is hollering. Okay, I like that.
All right.
Let's look at Buck here. Blake Buck is... his stomach is poking out of his shirt, and it's hairy, apparently. He's got his mouth open, a little drool coming out, and he has a little dream bubble of a cheeseburger above his head. Okay, I like that one.
I like that one.
Right. And, look at this. Miller is riding on a nuclear weapon with a gun in his hand, eating chicken. I have a floozy. I'm holding on to a floozy. I have a boner. Wow, this one is very intricate. There's a monkey in here. There's boobs. Looks like everything a man could want, apparently, is what I've got.
Why does that nuke have a wheel on it?
No, I guess it takes off from the runway. Okay. Excellent. I like that.
I like how this show pretty much like the last, like 30 minutes have been us talking about how awesome we are. Don't worry, guys. We'll be here all week.
All right. That does it, Blake.
It's been a slow week. We had to fill in the gaps, but we got it done. We got through the show somehow. If you got any feedback for us, it's feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com or call our listener line at 845-BATTLE-9. Don't forget to sign up for Battle. Just tell us where you're at and your telephone number. Also, if you'd like to donate to us, it's donate@bestdamnpodcastever.com. There are links on the website and in the show notes for that as well. Thanks to Peachy, Pseudo Sushi, Zap Renegade, everybody who keeps listening and helping us put together the shows. And I think that's it.
One more thing before we close out. TK suggested that we do live shows. Now, I know that we tried to do this in the past, but maybe we can work out some better system. Pseudo Sushi can work it out where we can do live shows more easily. If you would like a live BDPE show, and better yet, if you'd be willing to pay for it, please let us know.
Or set it up or something.
Please let us know. Feedback, best damn podcast ever.
Yeah, because we do the show more or less at the same time every week. So it would be feasible to have a live show.
And
but,
if we could get it...
From the technology.
Right, if we could set it up to where we had to do nothing different than what we're doing now, and it would take the exact same amount of time, we'll do it.
Give me a break. All right. So there you have it. From all of us here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Wayne Miller.
And we'll see you next time.